Okay, so just settling in and just taking a moment to be aware of your body sitting here or laying here, and notice the parts of your body that are in contact with the floor. And being aware of how gravity is holding you here, supporting you, how you don't have to hold yourself up, that you're totally supported. And then letting your awareness come to the fact that your body is breathing, that breath is happening. And it might be a rise and fall of the belly or of the chest, or maybe in the shoulders. And some people feel it most at the tip of their nose or their upper lip. Just noticing where you might feel it, where you notice it, not trying to make it happen, but just letting your body breathe itself. And then maybe with a few of the out-breaths is allowing your body to just settle in, to drop down maybe 5% more, 10% more, just letting it settle. And then bringing your awareness to the toes of your left foot, and starting with the big toe. And just letting your awareness, not thinking about it, not trying to see it, but just sensing in, getting a felt sense of your big left toe. And being aware of any sensations you notice there. Maybe there's a warmth, a pressure, a tingling, pulsing, numbness. Just noticing what's true for you. Not trying to make anything happen. And if you can't notice it, just notice you're not noticing. Or that it's numb or it's out of your awareness. That's okay. We're just being curious and open, accepting and loving towards all that is. And then expand your awareness now to include your little toe on the left foot and all the toes in between. And again, we're just exploring sensations, your direct experience of your toes on your left foot. And then letting your awareness now move to the bottom of your feet, your left foot. Again, you might notice pressure or coolness, warmth. Maybe there's an achiness. And then bringing your awareness now to the top of your left foot. And noticing the sensations there. And as we go through this, if your mind begins to wander, which it will, as soon as you notice, just come back to where we are in the body as guided by my voice. Just a simple letting go without judgment, just coming back again and again and again. So back to the top of the left foot. And then letting your awareness be of the whole left foot. The toes, the top, the bottom, the sides. And then bringing your awareness up the left leg to the calf, the shin, the ankle. Just doing a little exploration to notice when sensations you might have. Maybe you only have them in the ankle or at the shin. Or maybe you feel nothing at all. And again, we're just noticing. Noticing if there's a temperature, a texture, if there's any movement. Some people can feel their blood moving through every part of their body. Some people can't. And just noticing again what's true. And then releasing your awareness from your lower left leg and bringing it to your left knee. Noticing the top, the underside, the sides. This amazing body part that gives us such flexibility but can also be very troubling for a lot of people. Just being with it. And then releasing the knee is bringing your awareness up to the thigh. It's a very large muscle group. And noticing if there's any tension or if it feels relaxed or flaccid. Is it warm? Is it cold? Do you feel any contractions? And again, just noticing the top, the back, the inner thigh, the outer thigh. And now bringing your awareness to your whole left leg from the groin all the way down to the bottom of the foot. So that now you're just feeling your whole left leg. And then releasing your left leg is now coming to the right leg. We're going to start at the toes again and just being aware of the big toe on the right foot. Again, approaching this with the curiosity of a child, a toddler, noticing these sensations, just getting a felt sense of the big toe. And then expanding your awareness to include the little toe, the toes in between, and you might even see if you can notice the spaces between the toes. And then expanding your awareness now is just bringing the left of the right bottom foot to mind. Just letting your awareness come to the bottom of the right foot. And again, you might notice the texture of the blanket or the rug or your socks, or a coolness, a warmth, maybe a tightness. Just being really curious as to what you find there. And now letting your awareness shift to the top of the right foot. And then the whole right foot. And then releasing your awareness of the right foot and bringing it to the lower right leg. Including the ankle. And again, just exploring the back, the sides, the shin. And perhaps even noticing if you can feel or sense, bring your awareness to inside the bone. Will your awareness go there? And no judgment about anything, including if you can't feel anything. We're just being curious about what our experience is in this moment. And then releasing your awareness and bringing it to the right knee. The sides, the top, the back. Into the joint. And now bringing your awareness up to the right thigh. And you might notice it feels heavy or light. Tight. Relaxed. Maybe it's even throbbing or achy, or just feels energized. Just notice. And now bring your attention to the whole right leg. The whole right leg, from the tip of the right toe to the groin, so that you're feeling the whole leg, letting your awareness be there. And now, shifting your awareness so that you're aware of your pelvis. From hip to hip, the entire pelvis, the pelvic bowl, and just noticing what sensations you might notice either on the surface of the skin or within. Perhaps there's movement or gurgling, pressure. Maybe there's aching. Or perhaps it just feels open. And now bringing your awareness around to the back, to feeling your buttocks on the floor, or the couch, chair. And just again, noticing the pressure, or perhaps there's heat, or no feeling at all. But just feeling if it's there, the pressure, the support. And then including your lower back. And again, this can be an area of sensitivity for a lot of people. And just noticing if that's true for you. And really bringing your awareness to the sensations. Is it tight, throbbing, achy? Perhaps there's what might feel like shooting sensations. Or maybe it is relaxed. But just letting your awareness be there and be curious about the sensations, not resisting, not pushing away. But really being with what is as though you've never felt it before. Bringing that child's mind, that beginner's mind, even to those areas that are difficult. And then letting your awareness now come up to the middle back. And then the upper back. Again, the back can be troublesome, but not for everyone, not always. But just noticing what's true for you in this moment. And then bringing your awareness now to the whole back, from the tailbone to the bottom of the neck, and from side to side, so you're aware of your whole back. And now releasing your back from your awareness is bringing your awareness to the abdomen. And again, you might notice pressure from your clothes as the belly moves up and down with the breath, expanding and contracting. Or you might notice some internal sensations deep within the belly, in the intestines, the small intestine or the large intestine. Is it gurgling? Is it pressure? Maybe just momentary little bubbles. Or is it warm, cool, burning? And again, if the mind gets involved, as soon as you notice, just let yourself come right back to the body scan, letting go of your thoughts without judgment, Just noticing that your mind went away for a little while. Just come back to this moment in this body, in this abdomen. And now letting your awareness move up to the upper abdomen. And again, noticing the outer body, perhaps the pressure against the skin, the feel of fabric, or hands resting there. And then maybe deep within, maybe there's a squeezing, or maybe there's movement. And just noticing, coming into direct experience of the upper abdomen, the solar plexus. And then bringing your awareness up to the chest. Again, being curious, watching if your mind gets involved in any kind of resistance to being at any body part, and just notice that. So being aware that perhaps your chest is rising and falling with the breath. That your heart is beating, and seeing if you can be very, very curious about the sensations in your lungs or in your chest, or just letting your awareness rest at the surface of your skin. And then releasing this area of your body, and bringing your awareness now down to the tips of your fingers. Just letting your awareness come to the very tips of your fingers. And you again, we're going to notice if there's any temperature, there's movement, texture. And some people have images come up of colors or shapes. Just notice that. But keeping your awareness at your fingertips. And then expanding your awareness to include your fingers. The top and the underside, including your thumb, all five fingers. And if it helps you, you can do one hand and then the other. But just seeing what it's like to bring your awareness to both hands. And then expanding your awareness to include the palms of your hand. The back of your hand. The whole hand, both hands in their entirety. Feeling both hands. And then letting your awareness now expand to include your wrists. And you might notice that there's a pulsing at your wrists, or a tingling, or perhaps not. Just noticing. And then letting your awareness now move up to your lower arms. It's a part of our body that we frequently take for granted. We don't even notice or think about it unless we break it. So feeling the whole lower arm on both arms. And then bringing your awareness to your elbows, the crook of the elbow, the tip of the elbow, this exquisite body part, as they all are, that allows us to do so much. So letting your awareness be at your elbows, and then bringing your awareness to your upper arms. So from the elbow to the tip of the shoulder. And then bring your awareness now to the whole arm, both arms, from the tip of your fingers to the top of your shoulder, just feeling both arms. And again, watching if your mind takes you away, and just simply come back to being in the body, to allowing your awareness to be in the body from part to part. And then bringing your awareness now to the tops of your shoulders. And again, we're pretty predictable, and this is a difficult area where a lot of us carry tension. And just noticing if that's true for you in this moment. Noticing if there's tension. Or noticing if they feel like they're relaxed. Or if there is an area of pain or difficulty, is being curious what that actually feels like rather than your thoughts about it. Is it pulling or tugging? Cold, burning? Is it moving? Is it static? Just noticing. And now bringing your awareness to the neck. The front of the neck, the sides, the back. And even to the inside of the body. So perhaps the trachea, the inside of the throat, the inside, you might notice as the breath moves through the neck, you might feel it, or if you happen to swallow, you might notice the sensation of that. So much of this goes on totally out of our awareness. The body taking care of itself without our help. And then releasing the neck is bringing your awareness to your head or to your face. And you might notice the jaw, the joint of the jaw, to the tip of the chin. Noticing the quality of sensation in the jaw. And then bringing your awareness to your mouth. We'll start in the inside of the mouth, the back of the mouth, the roof, the teeth, gums, tongue, the whole inside of the mouth. And perhaps you'll notice that there's saliva or moisture, dryness. And then letting your awareness now come to the outside of the mouth, the lips. Seeing if you can just be aware of both lips. And now letting your awareness move up your face to your nose. And again, you might notice the breath here. Perhaps a warmth as you breathe in or a coolness as you breathe out at the tip of the nose or inside the nose. Or perhaps you notice that your nose is stuffy or itchy. Whatever's true, just noticing. Or perhaps the nostrils move as you breathe in and out. Again, we're not trying to make anything happen. We're not trying to fix or change anything. We're just being with what is in this moment, just noticing. And now letting your awareness move up to your eyes. And you might see if you can sense in to feel the back of your eyes. The front of your eyes. The eyelids. And then shifting now to the place between your eyes, place on our faces where we show concern and worry, anger. Just notice between your eyes any sensations. And then to your forehead. And include your temples. And then bring your awareness now to your whole face. The whole face. And then letting your awareness now move to your head. The back of your head. The sides. the top. And just being aware of any tension or sensations, warmth, coolness, whatever you find there. And then moving your awareness to inside the cranium and seeing if you might notice any activity or movement, sensation. Without thinking about it, just noticing the direct experience of sensation. And then bring your awareness to the very top of your head. Crown of your head, as if there were an opening there, an aperture about the size of a quarter, kind of like the blowhole of a whale or a dolphin, and see if you can actually breathe in through the top of your head and then out through the top of your head. So breathing in and out through the top of the head. And if that doesn't work for you, don't do it. No judgment. Simply a choice. And then letting yourself breathe in through the top of the head and letting the breath move through the whole body, down out through the feet. And then breathe in through the feet, through the body, and out through the top of the head. And just take a few breaths that way. And then releasing that. Now bring your awareness to your whole body, laying here or sitting here, the whole body, this whole body breathing itself, and see if you can notice or bring awareness to the whole body breathing. The whole body and then letting your awareness now just come to the breath at the belly or the chest. Wherever you feel it most prominently. Just aware that the body is breathing itself as it does all day long without your help. Not trying to change the breath or make anything happen, just letting it breathe.